This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As you start your day today and get ready, the staples that you have in your life, certain go-to items and things, do you sometimes go back and think about things from the past that you no longer have? No, Jonathan, we haven't. Well, now you're about to, because Kitty and I were talking about this the other day, and then apparently there was a survey done asking people about products from their past that they kind of miss. And once again, another sign that we're on the other side of the hill there, Kitty, is a lot of the things that people talked about don't seem that long ago to me or that nostalgic necessarily. Like, for example, a BlackBerry phone. I mean, I remember loving those and missing those, but I feel like they haven't been gone that long, but really they have, probably.
Really?
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, I like the one I had because it like slid open like a drawer or whatever. That was kind of cool. And the little buttons, it wasn't just a screen. It had little typewriter buttons. It's like a little mini computer in there. Yeah.
And then, of course, like people are saying that they pine for iPods, which I get that that's not a thing anymore, although I found not the world's worst iPod, but my other little iPod the other day, but it just was like, leave me alone.
Did it still charge up? I mean, that's the problem.
I didn't have the charger for it.
Oh, the proper cord for it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's upsetting.
But if we go back a little further, I mean, are there some things that come to mind for you that you wish?
Well, the Choco Taco disappeared, but that was only like 3 years ago.
Right. And then I thought they were bringing it back.
And then Sierra Mist. I mean, everybody is sad. There's one can of Sierra Mist, I believe, still in our rusted refrigerator here at the radio station.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been there forever. I'm just wondering when I'm going to get desperate enough to drink it when I forget
to
bring a beverage.
Bust it open? I, you know, thinking back, though, like way back, I do remember, although I never ate it, and I'm curious if you did, I just was always fascinated by the commercials. The Marathon candy bar. Do you remember that?
Oh, it lasts a long, long time.
Right. And in the commercial,
it was kind of shaped like a big, long pretzel stick, kind of.
Yeah.
And then it had caramel in it.
And in the commercial, they made it like it just kept coming out of the wrapper forever. I didn't really eat those that much, but I don't know if they're still around. Are they?
If
a Marathon is still around.
I don't think they are. Yeah. No. How about, do you remember these? You know Bugles, right?
Sure.
Like a snack.
Put them on your fingers.
But do you remember Daisies or Whistles?
No.
They all came out at the same time, and they basically taste the same, but they were in different shapes. Mm. So you could buy Bugles, Daisies, and Whistles. And then another one that I'm sad about is Jell-O 1-2-3 that disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
You'd make it, and it would magically make three layers in the little dish.
Did Bill Cosby pitch that one? He probably did.
I don't remember. I think that was actually pre his endorsement.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, because that goes like way back to the 70s.
What about
early 70s?
Somehow this came up in conversation not that long ago with the boys. I don't know how. But the McDLT, do you remember that?
Keeps one side hot, one side
hot. Keep the hot side hot and the cold side cool.
And then you, so the tomatoes and the lettuce don't get hot.
From
the being close to the burger. But then when you put them together,
it's magic.
Yeah. So I kind of wish that would come back. And I also wish that McDonald's would bring back salads. They haven't had them in a very long time. And that just reminds me of a time I went to the drive-thru at the McDonald's over here in Middleton.
Yeah.
And what I was going to, well, they don't have Sundays either. I was going to order a Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe they have the Sundays still. But at the drive-thru, I said, I will have a caramel salad. And okay, they said, we don't have those here. And I was like, oh, my subconscious was trying to make me be healthier. But I was like, no, caramel sundae. That's what I wanted.